Tell me about your background.
My background has no medical member of the family, but at school we were extremely well taught in science, and in particular in biology, and this is so marvellously inspiring. And from there I was very lucky to get to Cambridge, where I did the ordinary MB course, but had the privilege of doing extra year part two in biochemistry, where I met quite a lot of the most famous people in biochemistry, and particularly in carbohydrate metabolism at that time. And then, of course, going from there to King's College Hospital, diabetes being such a strong element, I obviously was influenced. I was never allowed to work on the diabetes unit apart from a two-week locum, which I shall never forget, which was a great experience. And, of course, I got lots of records and memories of how things were managed in those days because of that intense time. When you first do your medical job, it really makes a fantastic impression upon you. I suppose later on you take it more in your stride, but the first contact with patients and responsibility is amazing. And then from King's, I was lucky to go to the Central Middlesex, where I worked for Richard Asher, very famous person in his time, great writer, and whose daughter Jane Asher has done quite well outside medicine. And then to the Brompton Hospital for Chest, and then started the diabetes career in proper in 1964 at the Hammersmith Hospital, back to being a house physician, but in a very stimulating atmosphere under Professor Russell Fraser. From there, I got a MRC, a junior research fellowship, and did a lot of work on growth hormone, in particular in relation to diabetes and also in acromegaly. And then as a registrar. So there was 5 years there, and of course the stimulation of all the people around you is fantastic in a place like the Royal Postgraduate Medical School, as it then became. Then to the founding of the new medical school in McMaster University in Hamilton in Ontario, where a new program was set up with a 3-year postgraduate training program for medics. And I was very lucky to be in the sort of vanguard of that. And it has been held up as quite a model medical school ever since then. Of course, working in Canada, the different healthcare system, which I appreciated, although didn't particularly wish to stay in. So after 4 years, I left. While I was there, I was lucky enough to meet Charles Best. And that was a great thrill. And then back to the UK, where I was fortunate in getting a senior lecturer post at the General Hospital in Birmingham, essentially under